Hello, this is Roy Lilly. While Bob knew it would happen, he told Shirley, his wife of 32 years, "I'll be late." Shirley's a nurse. She sent her man off to his shift with the left-hand pocket of his EMS jacket stuffed with a cheese and pickles sandwich. Shirley's a dab hand at cheese and pickle. Canterbury cheese, Heinz Piccalilli, couple of crisps for crunch, and always brown bread. Total calories? Who's counting? Bob started at 3 in the afty. His first blue light was to the Westover estate, a tower block. 7th floor? Who's counting? Bob and his partner Amy took one look at Tom sprawled on the kitchen floor. Fragility hip fracture, one of around 75,000 each year in the UK. Tom's neighbour found him. He'd been there since about 3 in the morning. Got up to have a pee, tripped over the carpet, and that was that. Lucky, his little terrier barked and barked and barked and barked. The neighbour knew there was something wrong. Eventually forced the front door, rang for an ambulance. It took 3 minutes under 4 hours. Category 2. By now, Tom had been on the floor for the best part of 12 hours. Who's counting? After a lot of huffing and manoeuvring, Tom was on his way to hospital where the problems really began. Tom was hoiked out of the ambulance, number 8 in the queue of 15, into A&E, x-rayed, and returned to the ambulance for Bob and Amy to keep a watching brief. More ambulances arrived. It's just like last year. Who's counting? That was when the cheese and pickle sandwich came into its own. If it were a piece of furniture, it would be Chippendale. By 11, Bob wished the other pocket had been stuffed with 5,000 calories as well. Crew changeover eventually happened on the ramp outside A&E. Bob went back to Shirley and they swapped stories about their day. Overwhelming numbers. Who's counting? Why, oh why, is Bob and Amy and Shirley and Tom and for all I know you in this mess again? No Mensa brain is required. There's a lack of capacity in our hospitals and social care has withered on the vine. Add in strikes and you have a pickle. And we're not talking sandwiches. Who's counting? Who is really counting? Counting capacity, the number of beds we need. The answer is a lot of people, but they're counting the wrong things. Capacity is at the heart of our problem. For years, we've been forecasting the number of beds on the basis of the growth in population, age, and some mumbo-jumbo about how advances in technology will reduce length of stay. In international comparisons that I linked to this morning, our length of stay is low. Is that good? I don't know. Virtual beds. Well, putting up beds in hospital is cheap. The problem is the people. Patients in virtual beds, their own beds, actually need a higher banded staff, technical support, kit, consultant supervision, social services, and a community something or other when things go wrong. Preferably not an ambulance or a community nurse. Virtual is not a get out of jail. Do some counting. Bed calculations are based on the wrong formula, or so says Dr. Rodney Jones, who for years has been plotting and comparing hospital performance, and I linked to a very good article he's written this morning, you should have a look. He's been counting. He says the number of beds hospital systems need is calculated by death. That's the key to the number. Death is not a variable. Unlike the beds for youngsters who fall off their motorbikes, death is worth counting. The majority of our healthcare consumption will be when we're dying, regardless of age. Some people fall off their Hondas and never get up. Death is a proxy for lifetime use of the NHS. And Jones says, calculate the ratio of beds per 1,000 deaths and adjust for deaths per 1,000 population. And you'll have the number of beds you need for your population. I'll just read that again for you. Calculate the ratio of beds per 1,000 deaths and adjust it for deaths per 1,000 population, and you'll have the number of beds you need for your population. Now, and that seems very straightforward and a fantastic method for proper international comparisons. If Jones has been counting right, the number of beds we have now will need to increase by around 6% for the summer and 9% for the winter just to enable patient flow, 1% per annum after that to account for the growth in deaths over the next 30 years. And a sizable temporary allocation just to clear the waiting list backlog. Only then, says Jones, will you be able to calculate the numbers you need for safe staffing, then a proper workforce plan, and then be able to figure out your real costs. Well, you can count on it. Thanks for listening. Have the best weekend you can, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Bye-bye now.